Welcome to this podcast series from Barlow McCarthy. We're sharing ideas from physician relations leaders across the country about the deployment of their teams, the work they are doing, and the insights they're learning with COVID-19. Now here is today's interview.
Our guest today is Stacy Bromberic, the Director of Physician Liaisons at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Stacy oversees a team of six liaisons, and we so appreciate another leader here who is willing to share. I know our listeners are going to be interested in learning how you and that Rush team have created a new plan, so let's get started. Stacy, can you describe the plan that you've put in place for your team at Rush?
Sure, Chris. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a challenge, obviously, and as a team here in Chicago, we actually have a couple different plans in place. And I'll tell you a little bit of kind of why we have to have that. So we first started with what makes sense. So the team and myself sat down and kind of talked about some things that we knew, gosh, what do we not have time to do that when we're in the field 80% of the time and all that administrative stuff that needs to get done, all our data input, pulling data, researching data, analytics, all those things that we just, there's not enough hours in the day. So we thought, you know, this is kind of the prime opportunity to have what we called our data plan. So what that meant was each liaison was actually really going to take the time to really dive deep into their territory list and see what they were doing, what they currently were working on, where could they make some changes, where could they find more business when all, you know, things were lifted when, you know, because we were pulled from the field. So we're not doing any field activities right now. So we had a, you know, what I said, a lot of time on our hands. And what do we want? What do we need? You know, we're always asking, well, I really need to have this, but what do we want? So we took really a deep dive into some of our data analytics, looking at our territory. And so that's what I called our data plan, which was kind of what was going to be our first plan. So what was our backup plan? Well, then our next plan was then we were going to start deploying our physician plan. And with our physician plan, what that meant was we really wanted our referring physicians to know that we were still there for them during this crisis and during this pandemic. So we started reaching out to those physicians that we had those relationships with just to let them know we were there for them. Chris, your webinar was so great and really touching on how do we let them know and making sure that our referring physicians knew that we were still there for them. This wasn't to get any business. This was really more so just to say, if you need anything, if you need a resource, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to identify those and listen to those and then really find the resource to answer those. So then we have a third plan, which at Rush, there's such a large community and such a need that, you know, many people were getting pulled in so many different directions that we had then what is called our redeployment plan. So we let our senior leaders and our executive team know that we have some really great skill sets on our team. And so we are able, willing to redeploy in wherever they need us in the organization. We have great communication skills. We have great relationships with our service line administrators and physicians, as well as out in the community. So if there's a message that you need us to get out to the community, we can be your frontline people to get that out. And one thing that Rush is going to is virtual health, which, you know, I think at this time, a lot of physicians are. So we have offered our services in helping out in that department. So we actually may be putting that into place. And so if that plan goes into place, we kind of then put that to the top and that moves our data plan, our physician plan down. So we kind of have a lot of different plans in place. And our final plan is actually our virtual education plan, which is we're working with other community hospitals. We're working with our physicians internally to put together when the time comes. I mean, I think that time is now, but we have a plan in place when we can move to that virtual education, taking our CME offerings online to the webinar platform.
I love that. And Stacy, as you're hearing back from some of the practices, when you're doing that, reaching out by phone or by email, are the practices fairly receptive to that? And any questions that they're surfacing for you?
Yeah, so that's a great, it's a great question and a great point. You know, it was funny because the team, I think, was a little reluctant at first because I thought they thought, gosh, these people don't want to hear from us. They're so busy. They're probably getting inundated with calls. But the feedback from every liaison that made a touch point with those referring physicians was, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. And we were, again, we weren't calling to get referrals. We weren't calling to get the business. We were merely calling to say, how are you doing? How are things going? Is there anything you need from us? What can we do for you? And they were like, gosh, thank you so much. Nobody has even taken the time to ask us that. So, wow. You know, it's really, really an eye-opening experience because, you know, we get in our own mind and it's really our own thoughts that get us down of going, they don't want to hear from us right now. You would be surprised. So I would encourage teams to do that. I would encourage people to just ask how people are doing.
Wow, that's right. So that's super insightful. So one of the other things that a number of leaders are trying to work through is how do you adjust the performance metrics or activity metrics for your team? I suspect that's a topic you've needed to address. So how are you taking on that topic at Rush?
Yeah, that's a great point. And we've struggled with this a little bit. And I've worked with my VP of strategic growth, who has been a great resource and a great support and mentor for myself. We've just kind of looked at it and thought, what makes sense? We still want to have some activity, right? We can't just go, okay, we're going to clean slate, guys. You don't have to do any calls. So we're really cutting it back by looking at the percentage of time that they spent in the field and cutting that by half. What does that mean? We're still logging calls. We're still logging all of those phone calls that we're making, emails that we're doing, so that we can say, these are the activities we're doing. While they're not in person, we're still connecting people at some point. You know, it's in the plan of, we're going to start with some phone calls. We're going to start with some emails. Then we're still going to try to, when the time comes and when that's right, connecting physicians. It might be virtually, it might be just by phone, but still making those connections and still building those relationships. So we took the activities that the physician liaisons were responsible for and basically just cut them in half so that we know that at least half of their time is now not in the field and not making the touch points, and half of their time is still reaching out to physicians. So it might, you know, we go back and forth. Is it a perfect plan? I don't know, because we don't know when we'll get back in the field. And I think that's what's so challenging about this whole situation is, how long is this going to last? When are we going to get back in the field? When do we think we could go back to that? But I think just kind of taking an average of all of this too is what's going to help. The important thing is, you know, having a plan, that physician plan. The plan is to at least try to reach out to 10 physicians a week. That's where we're starting. I think as time goes on, we may have to increase that. It may be that we can get more phone calls out. But right now, with the unknown of knowing, are we going to be pulled into now the redeployment plan? Are we going to be pulled into virtual education plan? It's really just, I think the key component of that is just having the flexibility, but having some goals within each plan.
Yeah, I absolutely like that. And you're right. Round one is more of those that you're nurturing from a relationship vantage point, but that opportunity next step then is probably, what about all these specialists, all these surgeons who can't do their elective surgeries? Is there a place for us to reach out to them? So it's probably going to be a work in progress for all of us to look at our performance plans, but I think you've got a great plan in place. This was super information. I love your ideas and insights as we're all working to figure this out. Any last words of wisdom for the listeners?
You know, one of the other things I would just point out is, you know, we all came up with some business plans right at the beginning of this fiscal year. And in our business plan, I promise you, it didn't have a pandemic to happen in Q4. So I would say that, you know, have the flexibility, but that business plan is also very flexible. So I would say kind of take a look at your business plan right now and look and see at what your Q4 efforts were going to be. And see how you can not so much just erase them, but kind of take a different approach to them. And that's that's what I've been telling my team is, think about what do you need to make yourself effective and really still give a good message and know that you can make a difference, even if it means you're not in-person contact and in the field. So I think, you know, again, it's really about the flexibility, and it's really about having an idea of what impact you can still make.
Yeah, I love that. And it's at the heart of what we do best in physician relations, is find ways to continue to use those skills to have the right connections. That's what the business plan had. So I love that. Well, this is awesome, Stacy. Thanks so much for sharing, and reserve the right to circle back as the plans evolve.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's podcast. For follow-up and feedback, join us on the LinkedIn group we've created called COVID-19 and Physician Relations. If you have topics of interest, or better yet, an idea to share with your colleagues, feel free to send us an email at info@barlamccarthy.com.